This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This, the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I went off into some rants there at the end of that hour. Get into all the other news I haven't hit yet. I want to take your phone calls as well. Gerald Celente is going to be with us for the hour, but I promise that at 33 after, we're not going to wait till 15 till the end of the hour and then go to a few calls. I promise on election 2016, on Russia saying they're going to pull out of Syria, on North Korea threatening to nuke everyone, unprecedented, on what's happening in the economy, Donald Trump, whatever you want to discuss, I'm going to give the number out coming up in the next segment. It's not open yet. And we're going to take your call at the bottom of the hour. Gerald Celente, the trend forecaster, is going to be joining us. Dr. Group pops in for 30 minutes on huge medical news. David Knight hosts the fourth hour. But if you just joined us, I was getting into the fact that I don't ridicule the people that are being scammed by South by Southwest, but I've actually had multiple people I know over the years who are being caught in a known marketing scam, and they won't believe that it's a scam. So I'm talking to a compulsive gambler that goes and plays slot machines. And it's one thing if you can do it and you don't have a family, but if you're mortgaging the house to do it, you need to be ridiculed. Somebody needs to get in your face. I mean, how else do you get people to wake up? I found ridicule is really one of the ways to do it. Very painful to do it, but I'll do it. I don't enjoy it. But I enjoy seeing it get results. I think it's fun to get up here 2 months before 9/11 and say they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. Did it. I will do what has to be done. I could care less when I've been at city council years ago and they're all laughing at me about fluoride causing cancer and I have the studies right there. I'm trying to save lives. You think I care what big bags of filth think about me? And see, Trump doesn't care either, and that's why this is so exciting. And Trump needs to come out and say, we're not going to shut off our coal plants. That's the real reason we can't compete with China. That's the real internal tariff. And I'm going to tweet that at him, actually, during the break. Shutting off coal power plants is what's making it. Shutting off coal plants. Obama shutting down coal plants is helping China. Trump, please. Turn the coal back on, something like that. Or Trump, please promise to defend coal, give us cheaper energy. That's the key to competing with China. Because I'm telling you, I relay messages through Stone to Trump some. I've seen it through other people, and Trump responds. It is amazing. I was like, please talk to him today about the Federal Reserve saying he wants to audit it, where he stands. He goes, well, actually, I know he's against it, and I know he wants to go up against them, and I'll talk to him. And then, like, the next week, he did it. Stone's like, I don't want to get into too much inside baseball, but it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. We talked to him a lot. He didn't want people to know how much, but the point is that I've been sitting there with him at dinner when Trump calls up, and he leaves for 20 minutes. Repeatedly. So he's like his buddy. And see, that's what Stone says it's weird, is that these guys have been like going out to dinner and hanging out, and when Trump was divorced and stuff, you know, they go out and double date forever. I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling all this. The point is, Stone's like his buddy. Is one of his best friends. And the inside baseball is just incredible. And that's why the system is so scared of Trump, folks. He is a wild man. He's a real guy. But I'm digressing. We need to nakedly say what we think. Even if I disagree with people on some things, I like it when they say what they really think. And that's what this is all about. Now we're going to come back with Gerald Celente and talk about all this and more, and how the whole power structure is coming after Trump, the military news, the trends, you name it. And also the fact that Stone had mentioned this yesterday, this Tommy DeMassimo, and I'd heard this and read this, but sure enough, on his own Facebook, it's him with an Al-Qaeda flag and an Uzi. And that's what I've seen at leftist events. This guy, like, goes around and stomps on American flags and waves ISIS flags and... You know, this guy isn't even a Muslim. They're just into anything trashy and seedy and evil. Because they're wimps. They're punks. And they want to intimidate our free speech and shut our free speech down. It's never going to happen. And the fact that we now have a conduit where we can see the results of resistance is the beginning of the end for the establishment. I'm telling you, this is a big time to be alive.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We're now well into the second hour, broadcasting worldwide for the balance of the hour. Gerald Celente, my good friend and top trends forecaster, will be with us. At the bottom of the hour, we start going to your calls. Any question, any comment you have for myself or Gerald Celente. The toll-free number, and it's going to be wide open. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree with us, disagree with us, whatever the case is, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 to join us on this Ides of March. And, of course, we're going into this next big primary today. Trump in national polls that I already covered, scientific polls, is over 50% now. He's only surging as they try to ban his free speech. So their response in the Washington Post, WhiteHouse.gov, foreign newspapers, the Pope, the Chinese government, the Japanese government, is you can't have Trump. Well, the Japanese say you can't have it because that would be disrespectful. They say we fear Trump. The Chinese say you can't have him. We're your boss, basically. We own your debt. We tell Hollywood what to do. You know, we kill our dissidents over here, so watch it. Donald Trump's rise sparks alarm in Japan, CNBC. Soros, alarmed by Trump, pours money into 2016 race. And we have an exclusive interview with Bill Clinton, about 2 minutes long, 2.5 minutes long, up on InfoWars.com. They're in one of the photo lines that our crew in Florida just got. And I'm not going to play it because of the time issues. It's on InfoWars.com if you want to see it. He talks about George Soros and how he got to know him back there in the Balkans. He's been helping a lot. Yeah, I'm not Serb. I'm not Croat. I'm not Muslim, okay? But I studied it. The UN report admits that the Croats and the Muslims started the fights not once but twice. That is literally where the Crusades began, that area, because they kept getting invaded. Albania is Sunni Muslim. Same folks that have gone to Syria. And they killed double the number of Serbs. They started both wars. But they've got dozens and dozens of Hollywood movies and TV shows and Christina Amanpour showing a guy with tuberculosis behind a UN barbed wire fence trying to get the food, saying he was a concentration camp victim. Remember that? And British ITN admitting it was all lies. And then they bomb Belgrade with DU weapons and blow up their water plants, their power plants, their TV stations, and give a third of the country of Serbia that borders Albania to the Muslims, and now a decade plus later, on record, they've killed almost all of them or driven them out, over 1 million people. They go door to door and they kill the Christians that stayed. So just get your mind around that. And Hillary says that Libya, they got their objectives. It's not a failed state. They wanted a failed state. And nobody died, not the hundreds of thousands of non-radical Muslims and blacks, because the racist Wahhabis from Saudi Arabia that ran that out of Benghazi, they don't like black people. They wrote the book saying they weren't human so they could enslave them, cut their genitals off as eunuchs and use them as slaves. An estimated, what's the number? 300 million black slaves killed by the Muslims? I'm not even bashing Muslims here. I'm just saying what went on out of Saudi Arabia. But that's okay. It's okay they're killing the blacks right now in Libya because that's cutesy, right? That's why Louis Farrakhan's even come out against Obama. Because he knows. He knew Gaddafi. These are the unbelievable war crimes, and she just says, hey, everything's wonderful. Lie after lie. And, you know, she had bigger lies than Brian Williams about being shot at, speaking of the Balkans. All lies. But to her constituents, it doesn't matter. But I want to ask Gerald Celente what he thinks about this moment in time and how this affects his trends and where he sees this going. To have the Washington Post saying maybe Trump needs to be indicted or arrested. It's his fault people are attacking him for his speech. That's political correctness on steroids. And you got the sheriff's department saying it. You got all these people saying it. But that's only one block of what I want to talk about with him. The economy's unraveling all over the world. It's frightening over-the-top signs. It's hardly even in the news here. They just tell us how great we're doing. Separately, you got North Korea threatening to nuke South Korea, threatening to nuke Japan, threatening to nuke Manhattan, to the point of the Chinese and the Russians are threatening intervention. The Russians, who have a border with them in their north, the north of North Korea borders a small sliver with Russia. Russia is threatening to invade. It has a big military force there last week. I see a meme on the internet that I made that up. Type in Russia threatens to invade, and you get foreign Russian news, RT, British news, almost no U.S. news, and then a meme that I'm fear-mongering. So again, America is so insulated from the rest of the world, they have no idea how crazy it is. And what does Gerald talk about in history? When economic collapse accelerates, they always take you to war. They're trying, well, Gerald, I'm ranting. I set the table there. You want to tackle the geopolitical stuff first, or do you want to get into Trump and the election first? Because, I mean, I know your view, but I want you to elaborate. Trump is the manifestation of the populist rebellion, and the RNC saying, officially, we're going to take the delegates and not give it to him. Will they really be that willing to be that naked? And are we reaching that magic moment now where the scales come off the eyes and never go back again, Gerald?
Well, first I'd like to start with what you're talking about with Serbia and how that bloody war was started by the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton. And Clinton's hands are filled with blood. People forget that he was bombing Baghdad and Iraq during his entire two terms. Matter of fact, that was one of the first things he did, was bombs the way over Baghdad. And, you know, I hear Hillary Clinton talking about her being a progressive liberal. And you look at their, again, the blood on their hands. There's that interview with Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State under Clinton. And she's asked by Leslie Stahl, and anyone could, of course, Google this up. if the price of sanctions that Bill Clinton put on Iraq were worth the price of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five dead. And Madeleine Albright says, yes, it was. And then you talked about the Serbian war and all those Bernie Sanders supporters out there. You know, this Bernie Sanders, I know the act, the Coney Island Act, Bernie, save it. What they don't talk about is Bernie, B.S. Bernie, who plays, I voted against the Iraq war. He got people arrested for protesting Bill Clinton's Serbian-Kosovo war. But they never talk about that either. On to the Donald Trump issue. There's things I like about Trump, things I don't. I'm not going to take a stand on it, but I do take a definite stand on this. You know, we held Occupy Peace over here in Kingston this past September. And we put our own money into making it happen. We had Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Robert Thurman, Gary Noh. And, you know, we staged closed down the street. And I got some jerk yelling out for Bernie Sanders and interrupting. I don't want to hear this stuff. You know, we have our own group of guys that know what we're doing over here. We quieted the situation down right away. If people want to go and protest, have their own protest. You don't go screaming and yelling when Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or anybody else is.
It's screaming. Very brown shirt. They come and link hands and say, excuse us, coming through, run you over, and then you're not allowed to defend yourself. They want a silent speech. They admit they want to shut Trump up. Well, they can shut him up. They can shut any of us up.
Exactly. They have no right. They have no right doing it. And to make the point where all these little liberals, you know, like the kind we have over here in Woodstock, you know, the phonies up there, try speaking out at a public meeting, a school board meeting, when your time is up. Try speaking out in City Hall. Try speaking out in the Senate BS committee meetings. Or congressional. Man, they got you locked.
That's right. They're trying to shut down citizen demonstrations. The government's trying, with social engineering, to disrupt true populist movements.
What I'm saying is you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it in any of those venues that I just talked about. What right does some clown with a big mouth and a bad attitude have to go into somebody else's show and yell and scream? They have no right at all. But to meet, again, go to your school board meetings, your city hall meetings, town hall meetings, Senate committee meetings, and try speaking out and interrupting. How long would they take it? And if you said, get this guy out of here, who is that, he or she? Well, you're not condemned for it. But yet, when, you know, Trump's saying, you know, who are these people every time I'm talking, disrupting me? People came from all over to come and hear me speak. And it's the same thing with me. If I'm speaking and having, I don't want somebody yelling out. Put on your own show. They came here to hear me. They didn't come here.
Well, that's right. He pays for arenas. He pays for the hangars. And then, I mean, it'd be one thing if he was doing it at the town square, then you could see some protest or something. But these are pretty much private events, and they're trying to attack free association. They're trying to take our free speech away. And they'll go in with 100 people and space it out to just ruin the whole event.
Now, going to Chicago, you know, was it Move On? Was it George Soros?
Yes.
Let's put something else into perspective here, just to make it really clear. And I'm not making this.
George Soros is a war criminal, Nazi collaborator, piece of filth.
I lived in Chicago for 6 years. Here it is. This is from last May 28th, 2015, from Chicago's Crane's Business News. Chicago is still number one for public corruption. It's ranked that high for like 40 years in a row. One of the most corrupt cities in the United States. And who's the mayor? Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel. Wasn't he with the Bill Clinton gang? Yeah. What was he? Let's see. Rahm Emanuel, he was President Clinton's... President for Political Affairs under Clinton, Assistant to the President for Political Affairs, Senior Advisor to the President for Policy and Strategy, 1992 presidential campaign, he was the Director of the Finance Committee. Oh, and by the way, He was also President Barack Obama's White House chief of staff. Oh, Chicago. William Daley. You know, the Daley Machine. Oh, he was White House chief of staff under Obama and U.S. Secretary, head of the Commerce Department, U.S. Secretary of Commerce under Bill Clinton and his administration. So let's add this up. I mean, look at the gang running the show over there. You think this did happen by mistake? You think they couldn't have quieted it down or seen it coming and done something? It's one of the most corrupt, it is the most corrupt city in the United States, and they showed it live.
And that's the model of government they want. The late, great Aaron Russo, who, you know, produced a lot of big Hollywood movies with Eddie Murphy, you name it, who died of cancer in 2007, or was it 2008. I was talking to him right for the last few days he died. And he told the story about when he was first bringing Led Zeppelin to the U.S. and that had like 10,000 people at this theater he bought in Chicago. And first they came and said, give us protection money. He said no. So they had the fire department come in and dump garbage everywhere in front of them. Then they had the inspector behind them to give them huge fees. And they said, listen, you give us the money, you let us see how much you're making, you pay it directly to the police and to us, or we're going to basically shut you down. He paid them off. For a year and a half, then the government itself, through a city official, opened another theater down the road, came in, dumped garbage around everywhere, beat him up, and the police took him in the back of the paddy wagon. He said, okay, I'm not resisting. And they said, we don't care. You think you're going to make money? And they literally began beating his testicles with the billy club. So you want to live under that, folks? That's who the Clintons and Obama are. They are literal Chicago machine mafia, and that's what they want. Gerald, is that what you're getting at?
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Let's call it what it is. Oh, and by the way, where did Obama come from? Oh, Chicago, right. The community organizer that never organized anything. And who was the front for him? Oh, the Pritzker family. Pritzker, Hyatt Hotel. Oh, those Pritzkers. Oh, who's the Commerce Secretary? Penny Pritzker. Oh, where's Penny going now? To Cuba. What are they doing now? Oh, you think they'll open up any hotels? The game is rigged. It's the mafia, but not the, don't blame the Italians, man. Daley's not Italian. Rahm Emanuel's not Italian. Mafia comes in all races, creeds, and colors. So save it, folks. It's not
Italian.
Sure,
I don't bring this up because you're Italian, but we've talked about this many times at dinner. It's true. It's another great hoax. They branded the only organized crime as Italian, so all the real organized crime could sit there and operate and do whatever it wanted to. I've actually studied organized crime. The most powerful organized crime are the big robber baron families that own and run the whole show. It's not guys shaking down, you know, mom and pop stores in New York City. I mean, what a scam.
Yeah, and what I've been saying, what I just mentioned to you about Chicago, nobody's talking about that. That is the most corrupt city in America. And look at the people running the show. You can't get closer than the Obamas and Clintons and Democrats. So when a Republican goes in there, you think they're going to try to cut him out. Oh, by the way, remember the presidential race under Kennedy? And all of a sudden he wins Illinois?
It's amazing. But instead of blaming their own corrupt government, it's fun to just go beat up some people that came out for free speech. And I was talking to folks that were there. A lot of them weren't even supporters. They just came to see what was going on, to hear for themselves, and hear of people attacking him. What do you make of the mainstream media trying to legitimize arresting Trump? Are they not trying to set a precedent to really restrict free speech? I mean, I'm supporting Trump just out of free speech alone.
Well, again, you saw with the Republicans, I mean, it's been out there in the open. They're trying to derail his campaign. He's not a member of the club. And then you look at who is this Republican club. They got to bring out a little lightweight like Mittens Romney to come fight Trump. Look who the other Republicans are. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Ryan, a bunch of little nobody nothings. John Insane McCain. So that's the Republican establishment. That's why Trump is fighting against no one. And they're going to do everything they can to bring him down. And, of course, the Democrats want to knock him out because he's the only real contender against them.
Well, the Republicans are corrupt and bought and paid for, and the elite put weak leaders in so they can control them. They're scared of Trump because he is his own guy, and the people elect him. You know, that's their issue. We need to keep him on a short leash if he does get elected. But I've never seen him hitting the panic button like this, but also look at Europe. Look at what else. I want to segue into the economy with you because, boy, have you been proven right with how this thing is starting to collapse. And I want to know how long you think they can cover up just how bad it's really gotten. But first, wow. UN rights expert, North Korea leader, should be prosecuted. Another example of statism, Kim Jong-un threatening to blow up Seoul, South Korea with nukes, threatening to blow up Manhattan, threatening to attack Japan. The Russians, as you know, we'll put that up on screen for folks that just tuned in via TV or radio, that the Russians have, quote, threatened to invade if they don't stop threatening World War III. Almost no coverage of this in our media, and I wanted to get your inside baseball take on why the Russians are suddenly pulling out of Syria, saying it's a ceasefire. I think it's something much bigger and very ominous. I'm not quite sure what, but I'm telling you, my spidey sense has never been redlining like this.
You know, I don't know why they're doing it, and but I don't think they're going to do much of it, is my analysis or look at what I've been reading. And again, I'm on the outside over here. I think what they're saying is that we have a peace process going on. They're still bombing away, but they're going to start, you know, bringing down their troop strength. And are they bringing it down because they're concerned about something else happening? Very likely. And with the North Korean situation, the other side of the story that's never told is the United States aggression over there as well, continually threatening them with all these so-called war games. And if you put somebody in a corner, they're going to react the way they are. Again, you know, was it North Korea that invaded Libya? No, I know. They're the ones that overthrew Iraq. No, it was North Korea that went into Afghanistan. Yeah, that's right. No, it's North Korea that said Assad has to go. You know what I'm saying? So the United States militarism, you know, it's freaking these people out. They don't know if they're going to be next. So, of course, they're threatening them. You blow me up, I'm going to blow up Manhattan.
Sure, and I misspoke earlier. What I was saying is Russia is threatening to invade North Korea. I mean, that is so unprecedented. Gerald, what do you make of that? That's what I was trying to get at.
No, they're not going to Russia invade them. No, again, you know, what Russia's saying is that, as what the Chinese are saying, is they want peace in this area. And then they could see, look at the United States, you listen to the generals, you listen to this Ashton Carter, you listen to all of them, and it's pivot to Asia. China's our great nemesis.
Absolutely, and now you got China building these sandcastles, but it's not just the Western elite that's out of control. North Korea is out of control. China's doing some saber rattling. Why would these governments suddenly all be going into a military mode? Why historically, Gerald, when we see economic collapse globally, does it take us to war every time? Why are so many historians saying the climate is almost exactly like the beginning of World War I and all it's going to take is the wrong spark?
Because, again, as you mentioned, the economies are collapsing. What happens when they devalue a currency? You keep hearing currency wars. So go back. You have a depression. A crash, a depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war. Look at the shipping indexes. They're at all-time lows. Where's the biggest failures? From Asia to Europe. So what's happening is everybody's fighting for a piece of the pie, devaluing their currencies, their currency wars. And by the way, that's not going to increase their trade. Global trade is down this year, last year, down almost 14%. Today, the retail numbers came out in the United States, down. Oh, and by the way, Alex, they also revised downward sharply from an increase of 0.6% in January. They devalued it now to like a minus 0.4% in January in the retail sales. And then they have the audacity to say that we created 55,000 retail jobs in January and some 340,000 retail jobs last year as the retail sector is collapsing. So China's economy, you look at their debt bubble. It's gone from about $500 billion with a B 20 years ago, public and private debt. It's at $30 trillion now. $30 trillion. Look at their exports last month. They were down almost 25%.
Stay there. Trends Research, trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente, I want to briefly ask you, then go right to calls. If the world collapse has already begun in many areas, When will it finally be more evident here, and how do you think we'll try to paper over it, and what's the next shoe to drop? Is there any way to reverse this downward spiral? Gerald Celente is our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been working at InfoWarsLife.com, that's about 3.5 years old now, for 3 years to bring the ultimate game-changing probiotic to you. We are almost there. We don't have that yet, but just there are a lot of great probiotics out there. That's something you obviously need. They run the gamut, but it is very important to do the research. Because here's a big story out of Bloomberg yesterday, then we're going to our guests and your calls, about how gut bacteria are shaking up cancer research. And it goes through Roche Holdings and all the other big pharma companies, genetic engineering companies are saying, at the University of Chicago, you name it, that the gut is dead, that kills your immune system, your body stops fighting cancer, you die. Now, this has been known since the time of Hippocrates, thousands of years ago, that health starts in the gut, to quote him. But another big part of that is true pure iodine, which, according to our research, no one else really even has. It's all different types that are bound and you don't really absorb. X2 is a pure form of iodine injected into organic palm oil in a patented process, a secret process. And believe me, big companies have called us, tried to buy it, tried to figure it out. It's a true blessing this fell into our hands about a year after we had our other iodine out that was the best at that time. And was a similar process. We were just able to expand on it through Dr. Group's scientist. And everyone should be taking Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. Here's the article, The Thyroid Gut Connection. And you can read about that for yourself. Just type in thyroid immune connection, and there's all these scientific papers out there. Look at it for yourself. Here's Anthony Gucciardi. 4 years ago, antibiotics could be to blame for skyrocketing mental illness rates, gets into the gut, gets into autism. All the stuff Wakefield said 20 years ago, then they demonized him and said he lied. He's since been exonerated. Well, now it's in Bloomberg. Now it's in the New York Times. Here's another one. McDonald's destroys the gut bacteria of a college kid in 10 days. They tested his you know what, before and then after, totally dead after 10 days. Tech Times, researchers find link between gut bacteria and mental health. I'm just pointing out again, Huffington Post Science, the surprising link between gut bacteria and anxiety. It's all in your gut. Your brain and your gut are connected through nerves and the spine. It's known. That's why you always say, I go with my gut. I go with my gut. I go with my gut. That's where your brain actually communicates. That's your brain inside of you going, behave yourself, do what I tell you. That's the subconscious. It's 100 times more powerful, something more than the conscious. The conscious is your limited focus. Your full brain power is your gut. That's your brain communicating a siren in your belly, folks. When my sixth sense goes off, it's in my gut, my heart, and right in my third eye, which is your pineal gland. It's actually incredible because I can't stop thinking until I get the answer. And it's always accurate. We're amazing creatures, folks. Use the gifts God's given you. And from my research and what it's done for me, you want to turn your body back on, your pineal, your thyroid, your gut, X2, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I'm going to stop ranting about it, but it's important. Scientific American, mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. How gut bacteria are shaking up cancer research. The thyroid gut connection. I mean, just please, 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 please get X2 today. Now, I'm going to warn you. A lot of folks get diarrhea after a week and a half. A lot of people get detoxing after about 3 weeks. It's because this is a big deal, folks, when your gut turns back on. And it's all right there in that thyroid. It's your brain, your thyroid, communicating through the nerves in your spine, into your stomach, into your gut. So when you get the willies or something, you know, you feel it in your gut. That's what it's your body releasing endorphins, releasing chemicals, releasing adrenaline. We're a machine. We're amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, a lot of other specials. The food specials running one more day, 30 to 40% off. Take advantage of that as well. Now I'm going to stop ranting. Now, you don't like to plug yourself, Gerald, and I apologize I couldn't come to your great event up in New York. I've been dealing with a lot of launch operations, family stuff, family illnesses. You know, it seems like things come in threes. All hell's been breaking loose for me the last year, for good and bad. But your trends forecast is so incredible. Your news alerts are so amazing. How do folks sign up to get your magazine? Because even if they know stuff and think they know it all, I learn a lot of stuff from you. And it's also good to have the Trends Journal to give to people to hopefully wake them up as well. Gerald, how do folks subscribe to that?
They could go to Trends Research, trendsresearch.com. And, of course, beyond the Trends Journal, which is a quarterly, and you see what it is, it's, you know, 54 pages, full color, no advertisements. We do a trend alerts each week. We have a Trends Monthly. That'll be going out next week, actually. And we also do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night. So it is really, you know, in my humble estimation, the only place where you could read history before it happens, and we've been doing it since 1980.
And let me explain, but, you know, people need to also invest time and money in the liberty movement, all flavors of free expression and openness. That's how we build the new economy, is with our actions, something you've been writing about for 30 years.
Yes, and it is very important that people, you know, support the people that they believe in. You know, it's not going to happen. You have to, we talk about, you know, Move On and all these other things that are funded by the multi-billionaires. And if we the people don't make it happen and support each other, And then we can see the future. It's they're going to be theirs, not ours. I like, you know, I'm very pro-probiotic, by the way. And I don't know if you know this, but this was the first book that I worked on.
I did.
Natural Healing.
Wasn't that like a number one New York Times bestseller?
It was not this one, but another one very similar. This was a Warner book. It was a big book, 1988. And I also have a honorary doctorate from the of law from the National University of Health Sciences for the work that I've done over the years in integrative and complementary medicine and putting out the information about it. And
now, I know you wrote about gut flora 30 years ago. How big a deal is it that now the top scientists are saying, we didn't know this. It's incredible. It's incredible. This could reduce cancer by 80%. I mean, that's in the news now.
Well, what I'm also saying is that this is one of the great big trends that we're looking at in the whole element of what the products that you put out there. Whole health healing is the only way out. As we see it, there's not one drug on the market that cures a chronic degenerative disease. All they do is mask the symptoms. They don't cure you. Yes, you know, if I got bit by a tick a couple of times, yeah, I go for those antibiotics. But then I also go for the probiotics. And I do other things to heal myself and to build my system back up in a natural way. So I'm not saying I'm anti-drug. They have their place.
Sure, there's a balance.
Exactly, but not in whole health healing. So what I'm saying is that the people listening in, to really pay attention to what you're saying in the whole context of it. You know, one of our top trends for 2016 is, you know, the baby boomers, my being one of them. You know, we're hitting 70 this year, and we don't want to end up as inmates in nursing homes. So you want to stay healthy until until the lights go out, basically. So I'm urging people to really consider listening to what you're saying, the products that you have available, because it's going to help them. Because the only way that I see this movement moving forward that we're interested in, and that is truth of life and peace and prosperity, is that we have to be in the best shape we can physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I'm not talking religiously. I'm talking about the truth within yourself. So I'm just saying this because it's very important that people...
We have to get healthy. We have to get centered. And for some of us that got out of shape, it's a long journey. But you get there, and it's life-changing. Great points. Gerald Celente is our guest. TrendsResearch.com. Let's start going to your calls. George, Daniel, Dave, John, Mr. X, and many others. Toll-free number to join us after callers hang up. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Connecticut first. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hi, Gerald. It was nice being up at that demonstration in Kingston, the beautiful town. Yeah, that guy was a jerk, buddy, but maybe we can put that in our past. Anyway, my question is, do you see any trends leading to maybe people finally getting up and stopping the corruption, whether state, local, or federal? Because
yes, clearly there's massive, and let me say that I want you to follow up, but clearly, Gerald, what are other manifestations of the populist awakening all over the world going to be? Investigative journalism, lawsuits, people voting with their dollars. We see it all. Is it the discovery of the power we really have? Or what are other manifestations you're looking for?
Well, again, you know, it depends where you are. Look what just happened in Germany over the past week, Sunday. The AfD party, you know, got the biggest rise it ever has since the end of World War II. What are their stances? Anti-immigration. And pulling out of the Eurozone. And again, like them or dislike, and I'm not taking a stand on either of them, why are people following Bernie Sanders? Because he's, well, besides, you're going to get a free college tuition. You know, besides that rap, he's going after the Wall Street gang, just as Trump is doing on another end. The people are ready. They're ready to move, as I see it. We need a unified movement without a political overtone to it to push us forward. The people are ready. You can see it by it, by the crowds turning out. Look at the increase, for example, on the Republican end of the amount of people going and voting on primaries.
And then they claim that he's a divider when he's growing the party more than Reagan did.
It's like, what, like 40%? You know, and again, you're seeing, go around the world. You're seeing it happen. The people want to live in peace. They don't want this stuff. And so what I'm saying is we need a unified movement, as I see it, to bring us all together. And not a movement, but a movement with directions, focus, and an action.
Well, exactly. I see it as an anti-globalist movement where the globalists can't be tax-exempt offshore and then reap the rewards of this country. Because look at Jean-Claude Van Damme coming out against globalism, Le Pen coming out against globalism, even the liberal mayor of London coming out against globalism in the EU. Anti-globalism is getting, which is really anti-neocolonialism. It's like the corporations are now conquering the countries, and they're conquering the old world and the new world. And as people wake up to that paradigm, it's game over. George in Connecticut, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead. Finish up your point.
Well, I have a specific reason for that because I've dealt with that myself. I've tried to help people locally, and when I against a major billionaire project, and what happened was they used the police to come after me and threaten the life of my wife and myself and anybody that got into it. And I'm talking serious stuff, death threats, and they tracked me down. So this is the type of stuff people in the ordinary world does not understand happens, that these people will use the police as a weapon as if there's some crime, and it's really the police are being used as thugs.
Well, that's certainly in Democratic Party areas, and I'm not saying the Republicans are perfect. They're very corrupt, but with Democrats, from my research, on average, they're more the Chicago, New York, big city crime machine, and that's where I see the police actually operate, at least certain divisions of them. They've got corrupt nests, usually at the top, that will actually engage in organized crime activities. That's well known. Gerald, is that an oversimplification? Because, you know, it's kind of like Republicans tend to get caught cheating with a guy on their wife, and then with Democrats, it seems to always be heterosexuals, just weird trends. But it does seem Democrats are more of the old big city machine crime stuff. Is that an accurate statement or an oversimplification?
I think it's where you come from, you know. And again, to me, the Democrats and the Republicans, and I don't say this facetiously, are no different than the Bloods and the Crips. I mean, how many more people do they have to murder around the world in the name of bringing freedom and democracy, and a humanitarian mission like our Nobel Peace Prize winner did? And how much more of our dough do they have to steal in the names of too big to fails, TARP bailouts, loan guarantees, tax breaks, and all the other? So they're just different branches to me of the same corrupt Bloods and the Crips.
Well, I just said we should just start giving him Nobel Prizes on a daily basis every time he bombs another country, because this is their attempted inversion of reality. Thank you, George. Daniel in California, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. My question to you is regarding the whole anonymous thing. Recently in the news, just like came out that they're on a full-on attack again on Donald Trump, and wanted to know what your views of anonymous are and who like funds them and everything.
Do you want Gerald's or mine?
Gerald,
give us your view.
Well, again, you know, as I said, you know, they're going to do anything they can to stop Trump. They've made it very clear. Again, how could you play such a weak card by bringing out Mittens Romney, a total little loser, to attack Trump? They have nobody there. What you see is what it is. They're desperate. They will try anything. Who's going to stop Trump? Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, I mean, who? So, of course, they're doing this. They're going to do everything they can. By the way, I see Donald Trump not as a Republican candidate. I see him as a third-party candidate that moved into the Republican Party to pull off what he wanted to do.
And, by the way, that's how he sees himself, just so folks know, a little inside baseball. Good point. Daniel, anything else?
Well, I was just wondering, I know, like, if Trump were to ever not, like, get the Republican, let's say, primary, do you think he would go third party, or what would you think?
You know, I think he's thinking about it, but he doesn't want to give it to Hillary. I want to get Gerald's take on that. But getting back to Anonymous, my problem with Anonymous is this. Most of the Anonymous people are good folks, but it's Anonymous. Any group can just take the name Anonymous, and then it's as if they speak as if they're a good organization. When you look at who is anonymous, it's not anonymous when it comes to Trump. It's Soros, it's Saudi Arabia, it's the Chinese communists, it's the Pope. I mean, look at all these foreign groups lecturing us, Gerald. Why do you think they're lecturing us so much? I mean, don't they know that's backfiring, or is that just part of the hubris, and they think America's still in a catatonic state?
Well, it's part of the hubris. That's all it is. And who are they to tell us what to do? You know, just Tony Blair coming out and saying how bad it would be if Trump or Sanders, he mentioned both of them. Who's this little war criminal shooting his mouth off? Mind your own business. And, oh, by the way, it's not only Saudi Arabia. They're coming out of Kuwait. They're coming out of Dubai. All of them are all coming out against Trump. What is he going to do, upset the military-industrial complex? I don't know. But what business is it of theirs? How dare they tell us, mind your own business. Could you handle that one? And again, on the same, in the reverse, we should mind our own business in other countries.
Well, that's what you've always said. And that's part of globalism, is it gets to where we are so controlled by foreign countries and their elites. And basically the elites of the world, China, the U.S., Europe, pass their populations around, like a hooker you use in a snuff film. I mean, it's not like they're just passing us around. They're hurting us. They're putting cigarettes out on us, if you want to use that allegory. Great points, Daniel. We'll talk to John, Dave, Mr. X, Mark, and others straight ahead with Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Our backup site's PrisonPlanet.com. Our main site's InfoWars.com. Our nightly news site is key. It's InfoWarsNews.com. And by the way, they hate our websites. They're doing everything they can to shut them down, so spread the word.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's a 24-hour sale. We launched it yesterday at the start of the show, so technically it should have ended at 11 a.m. today, but we're shooting it through midnight tonight. It's coming down at midnight. 30 to 40% off. The freshest, highest quality storable food out there. InfoWars Select. InfoWarsSelect.com. It's my Patriot Supply. It's been our sponsor for many years. They're super high quality. It's just private labeled, so I can get around contract rules and offer it even lower than anybody else. We always have the lowest price, period, even off their really low price for high quality food. We only do this a few times a year. We have to get special authorization to do it. 30 to 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 with a 4.5-star review by a third-party site, Power Reviews. Unprecedented. It's just good to have. I'm not saying you're going to need it. I hope you don't need it, but now more than ever, I've been getting prepared because the system doesn't want us to be self-sufficient. They want us to be totally dependent. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to... Let's just go to Mr. X in FEMA Region 6. I guess that might be Texas. What is the 25th Amendment? I forget some of those higher amendments. What's your question or point, Mr. X?
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen and gang and team and all that good jazz. Everybody keep just doing the hard work that you're doing. Stay awake. Stay focused. 25th Amendment question. At what level degree, at how many people, at what extent of upon millions, hundreds of millions of people, do we know this organized gang of criminals and nothing but corrupt system is going to have to kill to say that we obviously have a corrupt leader to say that he's not sane? It's obviously come out of the news as well by several psychiatrists stating that this guy has got several issues that are just way off whack to say how can he be in charge of so many people.
Sure, I got your question. I appreciate your call. And, of course, the 25th Amendment was passed in July of 65, ratified in 67. The 25th Amendment changed a portion of Article 2, Section 1. Section 1, in case of the removal of the president from office or his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. And before they had a different way of doing that. So I guess the caller was getting into why can't we remove President Obama or I shouldn't have hung up on the caller. He was just so excited I couldn't understand him. I'm not sure what he was getting at there about the 25th Amendment. But I don't want Obama to ever get shot or hurt because it'll turn him into a martyr. God forbid that happened. But at the same time, look how bad his vice president is. Where do you think he was going with that, Gerald Celente?
Well, I think he was saying, you know, Obama's out of his mind and he should go. And I think if they're all out of their mind. They're a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths. By their deeds, you shall know them. I'm really good at killing people. That's what he was quoted as saying with his drone strikes. He never denied it. It's in a book. So to me, if somebody said that, I call the guy a psychopath.
Absolutely.
And then there's Hillary Clinton, you know, that famous one, we came, we saw, he died. How happy she was when she heard.
These are like villains out of a science fiction movie. Let's talk to Bill in Ohio. Only got about a minute and a half, Bill. What's your point for Gerald Celente?
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. Hey, it's kind of a comment. I wanted your opinion. And Alex, I wanted to thank you. A while back, I am the guy who did the Marine veteran and friends confront Hillary at book signing. You guys played it on your show, and the hits have gotten crazy. The
I
reason
remember.
Why I did that, yeah, and I appreciate it. The reason why I did that was to show people that you could confront her in a respectful way. You were not going to get thrown out. I'm a Marine, and it just was seen in my DNA, and God's really got me down on her. Anyway, my comment is this, guys. Is I think what we've done is if people would educate people how, and that's the reason why I did the video, was to how to get your point across and get more out of this.
Exactly. Don't do like Black Lives Matter and go stop people's events. Go to the events when they take questions or whatever. Get in there and expose what's happening. And if enough of us do that, it'll bring the system down. It's on the edge already. We'll be back. We'll be back with 5 more minutes
Thank
of our guests.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of years ago, there was